Coke versus Pepsi, McDonald's versus Burger King, Bud versus Miller. Now, details about another fierce commercial rivalry, a campaign by the American Egg Board to fight a product that calls itself mayo but does not contain any eggs. As NPR's Dan Charles reports, the Egg Board's behavior may land it in some legal trouble.
There's a product that looks like mayonnaise and calls itself just mayo, but it's vegetarian. And the company behind it, Hampton Creek, has big ambitions. Joshua Tetrick is the company's founder.
If we're successful, there are a lot of industries out there that are going to have to adjust.
Like the egg industry, maybe. But eggs are not going down without a fight. 2 years ago, the president of the American Egg Board sent an email to a public relations consultant calling the Just Mayo product a crisis and major threat. She wanted something done about it. In later emails, they talked about the name Just Mayo, how it was misleading the public, they said. Someone should alert the Food and Drug Administration. They asked another consultant to call Whole Foods to convince the supermarket to drop Just Mayo. There was even a joke about putting a gangster-style hit on Hampton Creek CEO, which was a bit of a shock for Joshua Tetrick when he eventually saw the emails.
I'm sure that was joking, but nonetheless, that was somewhat unexpected to see this entity talking about putting a hit out on me.
The emails all came to light because the American Egg Board is technically part of the government. It's funded by the egg industry, but it's run by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So the Egg Board is covered by the Freedom of Information Act. And an independent activist used the law to get all these documents and sent them to Hampton Creek. This is more than just a commercial spat. Because the Egg Board is part of the government, there are special rules about what it's allowed to do.
The Egg Board is supposed to promote eggs. It's not supposed to take down competitors.
Michelle Simon is a frequent critic of the food industry. She runs a consulting business called Eat Drink Politics. The Egg Board also is not supposed to try to influence government regulators, she says.
And yet, these emails reveal discussions around how to make a complaint to FDA, who should make the complaint.
Joanne Ivey, the Egg Board's president, released a statement saying that the Egg Board never did, in the end, contact the FDA. The board is confident it did not break the law, she said. She said its efforts were intended to educate consumers about the benefits of eggs in the face of new egg replacement options. Dan Charles, NPR News.